So let's review. The Gemara describes the area of the Azara and some of its halachas and cites a braisa as follows. Kol Azara ha'isa kuf pei zayin al rechiv kuf lamed hei. The entire Azara measured 187 amas by 135 amas, to which the following halachas apply. Kahanim nechnasim l'sham, v'eichlin sham kachi kachim, v'shechetim sham kachim kalim, v'chayav mishum tumah. In this area, Kahanim may eat kachi kachim, slaughter kachim kalim, and one is chayav chattas for entering while tameh. The Gemara adds and cites a Mishnah Masechet Pesachim that teaches Hachalaynis Va'ibi Achayim Kalifnim. The windows, doorways, and thickness of the walls are all sanctified to have the status of the Azara regarding all the above halachas. However, L'shachis Benuyis B'chayil B'suchas L'kaydish. The chambers on the perimeter of the Azara, which are built on the land outside the dimensions of the Azara, but their doorways open to the Azara, have a unique halacha. L'inyan Achila, they do have a din Azara, but L'inyan Shchita V'tuma, they do not have a din Azara, as the Braisa states. The shachis benuyis b'chayil b'suchas lekodesh, kaihanim nechnasin l'sham, v'ichlin sham kachi kachim b'shiyar mincha. However, v'ein shechtin sham kachim kalim v'ein chayav mishum tumah. They may not slaughter kachim kalim there, and one is not chayv chattas for entering there while tameh, because as the Gemara explains, lekodesh, these chambers do not have the general sanctity of the Azara. And it is only midrabanan that teichin kodesh, that a tameh may not enter these l'shachis. However, the Kahanim may eat kachim kachim there midairaisa, because as the Braisa explains, the Pasuk says, matzas te'achal b'makam kadosh, b'chatzar oil moed yechlua. First describing it as a makam kadosh, and then as chatzar. And so we expound, ha'tera ribsa chatzeres harba eitz l'achila achas. The Torah considers multiple areas of the chatzar as part of the azar regarding achila, and this includes these l'shachis. The Gemara teaches that although we learned earlier that l'shchita be'inin k'neged ha-pesach, that kachim kalim must be slaughtered opposite the doorway of the heichel, however la'achila lo'y be'inin k'neged ha-pesach. Kachim do not have to be eaten opposite the doorway of the heichel. The Gemara introduces a new topic. Dam nifsel b'shkeis achama. The blood of a carbon becomes disqualified for zrika at sundown and can no longer be sprinkled, as the Pasuk says, b'yom ekriv ezivcha yachal, and we expound, b'yom sha'at zeveach at makriv, b'yom shi'at zeveach i'at makriv. One must perform zrika the same day that the carbon was slaughtered, and Rashi adds, "Lamahani lehalon b'reish mizbeach lachshuri lezrika lamachar." Even if it will be on the mizbeach all night and will not become disqualified with lina being left overnight, it becomes disqualified due to shkia. The Mishnah earlier ruled v'nachal mochal ir the shnei yamim v'layla echad shlamim may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim for 2 days and one night. However, Braisa describes the unique status of the night following the second day. We could expound the kavochemer that the shlama may be eaten during the night before the third day as follows. There are karbanas that may be eaten for only 1 day, and there are karbanas that may be eaten for 2 days. Just as karbanas that are eaten for 1 day include the following night, so two karbanas that are eaten for 2 days include the following night. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Va neiser ad yom," and we expound, "Be'og yom hu nechel ve'ena nechel or shlishi." It may only be eaten the second day, but not the following night. However, the pasuk says, "Be'yom shlishi be'ish disarif," to teach, "Be'yom at disarif ve'at disarif b'layla." It is only burned on the third morning, but not on the second night. Based on this distinction, the Gemara cites a machlekes regarding machashav la'or shlishi. If, during the Avodah, the kohen intended for the carbon to be eaten the night following the second day, does the carbon become pigel? Chizkiyah makasher, the holy intik lisreifa, the carbon is valid because, as Rashi explains, to lay have a chutz lezmanoi, to lay intik lay mizmanoi legamri, b'li yezman sreifase achshavat safra. It's not considered a complete machshavat chutz lezmanoi, since the meat of the carbon is not due to be burned the second night, but the following morning. The carbon is pigul because it is considered a machshavat chutz lezmanoi, since the meat of the carbon may no longer be eaten that night. A similar machlik is Chizkiyah Rabbi Yechon regarding ha'oichel la'or shlishi. If one eats the meat of a valid shlam during the night following the second day, Chizkiyah mepater deloy intik l'sreifa. He is exempt from a karban chatas because the meat of the carbon is not considered nicer since it's not due to be burned until the following morning. Rabbi Yechon mechayev deloy itchel le'machila. He is liable to karban chatas because the meat of the carbon is considered nicer since it may no longer be eaten at that time. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of Rabbi Yechon. Regarding karbanos that are eaten for only 1 day, one can render it pigul by intending to perform the zrika after sunset, or by intending to eat the meat or burn the emurin after sunrise. However, kachma nachom l'shnei yom v'layla achas, regarding karbonos that are eaten for 2 days and a night, mechashvin bedomim mishatishka hachamu, ube'imureyin mishayala amur hashachar, ube'psarin mishatishka hachamu shal shnei yomim. One can render it pigel by intending to perform the zrika after sunset, or by intending to burn the imurin after sunrise, or by intending to eat the meat after sunset of the second day.